There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
This is the National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Still in a bit of a mood this week,
still
I am, John.
I'm
just gonna say, still in a bit of a mood. I think the football's affecting me mood. The weather is a bit tired, sick of the whole thing.
I don't want to talk about Torquay United one bit.
Lucky we're not a Torquay podcast.
As opposed to sort of October, and I could have talked about them at length.
Yes.
Non-stop.
We could have done 3-hour specials.
But hey, look, do you want a bit of cheering up? Because
Why not?
Pull a cracker.
Ah.
Light the Christmas pudding.
Yes, lovely.
And,
here it is.
And enjoy a bit of Bing.
Why not? Come on, Bing. There he is.
Because... Yes,
it's because old Tom Greatrex has been in touch to remind us that it is Christmas in the National League.
It is. It is technically Christmas. Happy. Does it come around faster each year?
Happy Christmas to you, John.
Yeah, very, very, very happy Christmas.
Come in and know me better, man. The good thing about it coming around quite so fast this year is you've probably not had time to write one of your stories.
No, I haven't. I haven't. And to be honest, look, they don't take that long. I'll be honest.
Oh.
I still haven't had the requisite time to put into it, which is probably good news for everybody.
Yeah, we're only halfway through the season, John. This is in a view to cheer us up, isn't it? It's always weird hearing Christmas songs.
Don't you think? Although I remember when I was at the World Cup in Russia, 2018.
Oh yes.
Being sat in the foyer.
Tell us about it again.
Do you want the full story?
As long as I get to talk about the Dartmoor Classic.
Being sat in the hotel of the Radisson in Moscow, and they were playing Rears Driving Home for Christmas in the middle of June.
I don't blame them for that, because that is the best one by a long
way. It is the best
way,
one,
John.
But still, it was really bizarre.
Maybe they didn't know what it means. Because always, in my mind, Russia is always like freezing.
Sort of blanketed in snow.
It's not though, is it? We know that because of the World Cup. We know that it does get baking up.
I think they probably did something about that, though.
Christmas in the National League, John. This is where we trying to reset in the non-linear way, trying to reset people's minds. A lot of doom and gloom around Torquay United. Sutton United at the top of the league. Wrexham are near the top, which tells you it's around Christmas, because Wrexham are near the top.
Yes.
They're
inevitable
and
they're
due
implosion.
Their slump.
Yeah.
Will we be having any other Christmas songs? I mean, it is bad luck to play Christmas songs.
Is it actually
outside.
Bad luck?
But, you know, bring the bad luck on. We've had enough of it this season anyway.
Let's lose Bing for now. I can't quite get high enough. That's when he goes, that's the bit in the middle, isn't it?
Is there whistling in there, is there? I can do a very high whistle, John. What's the tune you're trying to do?
It's the whistle break in... hold on. Let's get to the... Here we go. Let's get to the right bit.
Oh, yeah. a descant. Sort of a descant.
It is.
You've not got that double thing you can do, which is...
Yeah, I can't do that.
I will go up against... You know what, John? I'm not a massive show-off, but I will go up against anybody.
Any postman?
Anyone, John, in a whistling competition. I will go up against anybody. I rate myself as one of the world's top whistlers.
Really?
Yeah. There we are. I've said it. If anyone wants to go up against me, I am here for it.
Okay, well, there must be a good whistler amongst...
This should probably be a whistling podcast.
Amongst the FOFs, there must be a top-level whistler that we can put you up against. Yeah.
Would you like me to whistle from the magic flute, the Queen of the Night, John?
It sounds like I'm going to get it anyway. Come on. Oh, not bad.
Pretty beautiful, John, isn't it?
Not bad at all.
I do take requests. If people have got any requests, do write to us. What's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com. Can you whistle Mozart better than Charlie Baker?
I don't reckon they can. We'll take your voice notes on that, won't we, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, John, what's coming up in the podcast this week?
We'll come back to voice notes later on.
Oh, yes, lovely.
Someone has sent us a voice note, but yes.
Oh.
On this week's edition of the podcast, we've got National League news.
Oh, yes.
From Saturday and Tuesday, as always, because these games, they
come
flip in
thick,
stock,
as
do they?
As we say, thick and fast, John, thick and fast.
We'll probably celebrate Christmas a bit more.
Lovely.
We won't be talking about Torquay United. Not interested in that.
Not a word.
No, we've got to give
come on, you yellows.
Fair and equal coverage to all the other teams.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's about time we did that. we've got lots of letters from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
That's it. Come on, John. Find some energy for it this week.
We'll think of something as we go.
We've had the magic flute. We've had a bit of Bing so far.
Hmm.
Any tune, John. I can whistle anything.
Anything at all. Straight away.
Just boosh. No problem.
Oh, do you want me to give you one?
Go on, why not?
So to speak.
Well, this is what this whole podcast has been about. Finally, you've asked.
How about...
Something you think's really hard to whistle to.
Grieg's Piano Concerto. Ah. Oh, you know, you see it goes down very low.
That's all I've got.
It's pretty good.
I don't know where it goes from there.
No, nobody does, do they?
There we are. I think it's probably enough whistling. I mean, there's a reason.
It's probably.
I wonder if there are any whistling podcasts, John.
I'm going to look
it up. You tell us some news.
Okay,
I'll look it up.
Fine, let's go back to Saturday, shall we? Chesterfield 3, Yeovil 0. So Chesterfield just sort of lurking outside the playoffs now. The luck's finally just turned for Chesterfield. I don't know if you realise, John Pemberton's new job, he's gone into talent management. His first client, Piers Morgan, signed him up.
Signed up Piers Morgan.
Really unfortunate. He's now representing Piers.
Badly.
Yeah. Big shame.
Oh, no. Poor him.
John Pemberton Management Limited.
They take whistlers on. I'm looking for whistling management.
A bit of whistle representation.
My current management aren't interested in the whistling side of my career. They say we've put up with a lot of it, but...
They even stopped by you through the whittling phase, but whistling too much.
It's one step, John. It's one step.
Dagenham 2, Boreham Wood 2, which is one of those games nobody really cares about, but someone called Whiteley scored for Boreham Wood. Of course, he only ever gives himself 30 seconds to score and gives himself a bit of
not bad. You seem to be going off the... whistling as we go along.
I think that's
John,
just whistling by its nature, isn't it? You start off and you go, it's quite nice, and then turns quite annoying.
A whole whistling gig, John. A whole, like a couple of hours.
Do you know?
Like Roger Whittaker, isn't it? Roger Whittaker used to put some Roger Whittaker in here, John.
Do you want me to, I can probably play it to
He's
you live,
a superb,
actually.
I've hooked superb
up all
whistler.
Me, hooked up all my equipment.
I like it, John. It's I like it. It's the sort of thing Torquay United would run out to. Isn't it? I think
sort
it could be their
folksy,
new... I think it'd be the sort of thing they could run out to because it's you know, it's up there with the Herb Albert.
Can we get you sort of stood in
he's
the centre
like double,
circle?
He's got like a double
microphone
action.
Always breaks up.
He's got like a double action going. I can't get that.
Yeah.
But there we are. Also, it's very difficult to take someone seriously when they're trying to look cool by whistling. Anyway, look
speaking
that up.
Although speaking of
Roger Whittaker, the Mexican whistle, live on Austrian TV in 1977. Sure, everyone's seen it anyway.
It's one of those, like, Charlie bit my finger. Look, I know you've all seen Roger Whittaker whistling on
Ooh,
Austrian
not that
TV.
Again.
Speaking of annoying concerts, like you wouldn't go to a concert of people whistling, and I did when I did my A-level music. So I'm going through all the motions today.
Really,
Russia,
also trying to drag it back
A-level
from last
music.
Week.
When I did A-level music, we had to do performances. One of my classmates did their sort of big solo performance on the timpani.
Oh,
it's just
lovely.
Just one bloke on the timpani. Just boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Close Encounters, isn't it?
It
is that
was
Close
rubbish.
Encounters? Was it? Well, a timpani is, of course, grandstand.
The thing about the timpani is you can only ever play two notes at once. But then you can tune them, and he was doing that in the middle of it, and it was just awful.
That's grandstand, isn't it? I was thinking.
Yes.
That's a timpani, isn't it? It is. They turn the handle. A lot of National League-based stuff we're doing here. Right. Carry on, John. It's almost like we're trying to talk about anything but
football.
The football.
Easterly 1, Bromley 2. So Easterly slipping up a little bit of late after their good run, but still just about
Everyone's
clinging on
up,
into
John.
The playoffs.
Only four teams in it. No. Pointless the rest playing.
Pretty much. Solihull Moors 1, Maidenhead 1. Nathan Blissett scored for Maidenhead. Jamie Ward scored for Solihull Moors. It's double goals.
Do you know what? We could do with Nathan Blissett.
Yes.
He'd be good
Big
for
old
us. Although I do like the look of Brabin. Not Brabin, what's his name? Bowden. I do like the look of him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
you've
not seen him.
Not really seen
watching.
Him.
Not being paying attention.
Not been watching. Wheelstone 1, Halifax 2. Halifax got a late winner through Jack Earing. So a bit of Earing aid for Halifax
Lovely,
there. Thank
lovely.
You very much. Halifax Bugle can have that one for free. Weymouth 1, National League champion Stockport County 0. Weymouth beating Stockport there. Andrew Dallas again, fourth minute goal. Then they clung on for 86 minutes at 1-0.
All the same people are scoring at the moment as well.
It's really
always
boring.
Beautyman and Dallas and none of our players.
Yeah. But yeah, good result. Excellent result for Weymouth. Woking 3, Kingsland 0. Not bothered about that. And Sutton 0, Wrexham 0.
Sutton have got Kingsland Saturday, John. But away, so that might be quite difficult for them playing on grass.
The problem is everybody
Although the trouble is, there is no grass on that pitch, as we know.
Everybody else has managed to do what we didn't, and that's to beat Kingsland, to swat them aside.
Positivity.
And then on to Tuesday night, Barnet 0, Wrexham 2. Luke Young scored. He's got his eye on that $250,000. Definitely, he's already spent it. Already spent it.
Do you think he gets it all himself?
Perhaps he can spend his $250,000 on this mini ice cream van that you've sent me, which
now,
I completely
what do you think,
missed
John?
Earlier.
So I've just sent you that, because you know I'm always looking. I found a theatre to buy in St Ives earlier in the week, as the new thing, and I've been talked out of that. And that was £300,000. That is a lot of money, isn't it, John?
This is a lot less amount of money.
This is still a lot of money for a mini, isn't it, John?
It's a mini
ice cream van. From 1961, £25,995. You're looking at it thinking ice cream van.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it thinking comedy club.
What, you sit in the back?
I stand in the back, John. And it turns up in your village, wherever you live. I turn up in the mini.
Do you play the music as you turn up as well?
A bit of music in there, yeah, like the child catcher.
Yeah.
And I stand, it's yellow and blue, John, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could be the National Obsession ice cream van. Do you want to come in on it, John?
12 and a half each, basically.
Yeah, 12 and a half each. The National, well, I'll let you do some of your, we'll put a piano in it.
You know, I am trying to save up to buy a house.
Yeah.
I've got Nathan Blissett lined up doing my mortgage.
You this, have, yeah.
If I pull out now and say, actually, I'm going all in on a 1961 mini ice cream van.
Well, you didn't jump at the chance to invest in the the theatre in St Ives.
No, I can't.
I noticed the puppet theatre that seats 30.
That seemed problematic to me, to be honest.
So what do you think now of the mini ice cream van, John? It's yellow and blue. I found something in the right colour scheme. Looks good to me. I think it's going to be superb. A little comedy club in there. Perhaps a little awning off the side of it for people to sit under.
It's probably more COVID compliant than the falling down theatre in St Ives.
Yes.
I think. To be honest. Yeah.
It is outside, isn't it?
It's outside. So you got that for you.
I'm gonna look more into it, John. See how easy it is to get ice cream van licensed.
what you can definitely say is it's never been done before.
Anyway, what other National League news we got?
CS Tuesday Barnet 0 Wrexham 2. Dagenham 2, Maidenhead 1. Again, not interested in that. Not bothered. No. That could be the two teams I'm least bothered about, Dagenham and Maidenhead.
Yeah, we've got Dagenham to play in a couple of weeks' time. That'll sort of course be a 0-0.
Complete 0-0.
Guaranteed 0-0 there, yeah.
A real shock result from Tuesday night I didn't see coming, because obviously they lost to Weymouth on Saturday, but Stockport won 5-0 at Solihull Moors.
First half, they were 4-0 up in about 35 minutes.
Solihull went down to 10 men after 17 minutes, and it was kind of all downhill from there, really.
I think they've realised it's now or never, isn't it? Stockport, they've fallen away.
They've possibly fallen away a bit too much. I mean, they've gone backwards, really, since they sacked Jim Gannon. This isn't proper National League
analysis. It's because we're trying not to talk about Torquay United.
They've absolutely gone backwards, like a reversing mini ice cream van.
Hey, John, stop me and buy one.
Since Jim Gannon was sacked.
That'll be my catchphrase, John. Hey, here's another one. What's that? Stop me and buy one. You heckle. It's my heckle put down.
Do you want a flake? There you go.
You want a flake in it?
I'll put a flake in it.
I'll put a flake in it, madam. Oosh. Here's another one you won't like. Cider lolly, is it?
Could you do the whole gig dressed as an ice cream van?
Well, that would be
an ice cream man, not an ice cream van.
Exactly it. Wonder if they'd let me take it to Edinburgh. I'm genuinely thinking about it. I think it'd be tax deductible as well, which is quite good, isn't it? Don't know where I'd keep it. I've got a garage. Just leave it out the front, no one would wreck it.
That will rust like anything, though. Yeah. Right?
Oh, I'd be gone, John. Subframe of a mini. Gee whiz. I've had a few, John. Never bought a good one yet. People will be enjoying this.
Really enjoying this.
This feels very Gammy Knee style.
He is loving this, let me tell you.
He will be loving this bit.
Loving it. Sutton 2, Yeovil 1.
Well, what's good, John, is in the non-linear way, they're getting all their late goals out of the way now.
Yeah.
And also, they've now only got one more game than us in hand. And once that's done, we all know where we stand. I like it when everyone's level. Everyone's going from the same thing.
We've still got to play them. I blame myself for this, because I messaged you saying, looking forward to Sutton's 89th minute winner. And then about 5 minutes later, they did.
But it always happens. And I made the mistake of doing, like an absolute saddo, tuned in to BBC Radio Somerset.
Oh my God.
It's like I like the National League, John.
Yeah.
Tuned in to BBC Radio Somerset to listen to some commentary. Tuned in, bloody Sutton scored. Turned it off.
So it's your fault, really?
In many ways, it's my fault. And Beautyman. Scoring
him as well.
Bloody time. It's Hadji Boy. Why haven't they got any injuries, John?
Where are their injuries?
I think they need looking into. I think there's something dodgy going on there.
Really?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I think they need looking. I think Vanarama should not lease one more van to anybody until Sutton United have been looked into.
Just done a full thorough investigation. The other games on Tuesday night, Altrincham 1, Hartlepool 1, which is a good result for us. Very good result. Altrincham Jean will be thrilled.
Never heard from her ever again. No. Since we called her Altrincham Jean, she's disappeared,
she's
John.
She's just gone.
Unbelievable.
So yes, that's a good result. And even better, Notts County 1, Halifax 2. Which is a really, really good result for us.
It is amazing. Because they should be flying. They should be walking it.
Yeah.
They've got so many players. They've got a really deep squad. They've got more money than anyone. Not more than Wrexham now, but they've got, they're a properly run club with proper money, with loads and loads of fans. and but they've got a proper squad, and they'd like they've got just brought Mark Ellis in, who's a good player, you know.
Yeah.
And they should be absolutely walking it. But we know the National League. You've been National Leagued.
Yes, it was a late winner for Halifax, meant defeat for champions elect Knox County. Pete Wild obviously got his homework done nice and early, so he's able to just concentrate
yes.
on that game.
Lovely.
Give it his full attention.
Stuff. Well done, Pete. Get your homework done and you can stay up late tonight. You can stay up for the second half.
In your pyjamas, though. You've got to be in your pyjamas.
Yeah. Get your
pyjamas
on.
Half.
Get your pyjamas on. I don't want to. I'll time you. Okay. That's how you get kids to do anything, John.
I'll time you.
Say you'll time them.
It's competition.
Yeah. Say you'll time them. That's how Billy Waters, Gary says that to Billy in the 80th minute. He goes, Billy, get us a goal.
I don't want to.
I'll time you. Okay. And it takes him about 8 minutes.
The other two games, Wordstone 3, Kingsland 1 and Woking 0. Oh, boy, 1-0.
There we are. Yep. We are third. So Sutton first with a game in hand on us. They've got 24 games, is that correct?
Not bad. Sutton played 24, 50 points there. Sop, Hartlepool played 27, 48 points. And then Torquay played 25, 47. That's the top three.
And we've scored exactly the same goals as Sutton, is that right?
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, yeah, goal difference.
Same,
yeah, goal difference is
exactly
the same.
It's very tight, John.
And then, yeah, Stockport, Wrexham.
I'm not worried.
Stockport, Wrexham, Notts County easily make it the rest of the playoffs.
March doesn't look too difficult. Not too difficult. We're on the telly this Saturday. We always do all right on the telly.
Yeah, that's
true. Boys will be up for that.
Yeah, Borehamwood away.
We'll win Saturday. That'll be no trouble. It's flying high. Sutton will start losing soon. It's no problem, John. Not to worry. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Any Christmas songs, John? Ah, the best. Lovely one.
It's one of them, isn't it?
It's up there, isn't it, John? It's in my top three.
Shaky.
It is Christmas.
It is.
In the National
Christmas
League.
Shaky. In the National League.
Like Torquay's current defensive displays. Actually, defence is all right. It's up front. We're not very good. I'm not going to do that. Defence is very good.
It worked, though, for the purposes of the joke, didn't it? Shaking Danny Stevens.
How lovely, John. There it is. Let's go. It's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back
a letter from a listener?
There we are, John. It was poor. It was poor. It's like
yeah,
our heart wasn't in it. And you've told me there's a lot of letters this week, and it's like a letters special.
It's a letters
special.
Which
is why there's not much else in the podcast.
Well, we do love your letters. It's a lot better than the drivel that we come up with. So
yes,
it's always good. Always good. Les Brooking kicks us off. And in fact, Les doesn't even send us any text with his email. It's just a screenshot of, just in case we've missed it. Because there was a big departure from all of our lives earlier in this week. It shook the world. As one man walked away from his job. Of course, Glenn Tamplin has left Romford.
You've been Tamplin. Poor Romford, John.
Les was just drawing our attention to that. Thank you, Les.
Glenn could not have predicted, even Glenn Tamplin couldn't have predicted a global pandemic.
Do you know what?
Could he?
I'm so annoyed because I knew that I'd woken up in the middle of the night and thought of a really nice joke to do with this. Forgotten about it. Remembered
not
it as I was
down.
Trying to do it there. That wasn't it, and I've remembered what it is.
Go on.
It was to do with, obviously, big news about someone with a song called Archie this week.
Oh,
that
lovely.
Was
go,
it.
John, go out and come in again.
All right, I'm off. Right, okay, hold on.
Hang on a minute. Put a flake in that one, madam. Stop me and buy one.
And scene.
Yes, sir. It's 1961, Mini. Anyway, here he is. Satire are us. Have a side of lolly and a screwball in a minute. Here he is, it's John Cadogan.
Well, Charlie, obviously big news this week to do... I need to think of the phrasing to do with, obviously, you know, really famous man and his son, Archie. That's,
get me a Mr. Freeze.
A really famous man and his son, Archie.
What
year
is the mini, mate?
Glenn Tamplin has left Romford.
Oh,
pause for laughter.
Pause for laughter. Yeah. Put a flake in it.
Look, we'll work on that.
Off we go. Stop me and buy one.
I'll tidy that up in the edit.
Yeah, lovely. That'd be lovely, John.
I think it was good, wasn't it? There's something there And but you know the annoying thing was, I woke up at about 3 a.m. and thought, that's it. And it came to me fully formed, like yesterday did to Paul McCartney. It was just there. And I thought, I'm not even going to write it down. I'll remember it when I wake up.
I'll remember that.
Yeah.
I'll remember that. No worries. You never remember it, John. Always, little tip there. Always write it down. People always say that trying to remember stuff like that, or trying to remember a melody for a song they've written, is like trying to carry water without a bucket. It's gone.
Yeah, you just gotta write it down.
Do you know what, John? When Les sent that through about Glenn Tamplin, for a split second, I was like, "Who's Glenn Tamplin?"
Yeah,
and like, God, it's been a while, isn't it? I genuinely, completely forgotten about Glenn Tamplin, Billericay, and Romford, and all the stuff we did. And it slipped my mind. And that is the lockdown for you, John.
Thank you very much, Les, for your...
Thanks, Les. On the ice, to you. Les is a Foff, is he, John?
Les is Foff 29, I believe.
Well done, Les. Lay Brooking.
Lay Brooking, yes. Well done, Les. Gary Head, Gaz Head, gets in touch.
Ah, Bristol Rovers fan.
He says, as per usual, I was running whilst listening to your wonderful podcast, but today was completely different. I was intently listening as a Talk United space enthusiast to Chris Lintott whilst running along Bournemouth Beach, and then things changed. The holiday music...
We were right in his wheelhouse, weren't we? Really there. Couldn't have been more niche. A Talk United space enthusiast. We've got just the guy for you.
Absolutely. He says,
hold on to your lolly. Here's Chris Lintott.
The holiday music started and Ray, the two Rays, began discussing their old stomping ground of Hornchurch. I literally had to leave the beach and head off the beaten track because I was laughing so loudly whilst trying to run. To others on the beach, I must have looked deranged as my headphones are hardly visible. So thanks for that. I thought I should let you know.
Well, there we are. They're the two Rays there. I mean, it's nothing to do with us.
They've just given us some advice, really.
But on if we wanted to visit Hornchurch.
Gary also says, P.S. I listened to the Herald Express podcast with Charlie and only realised at the end that Guy Henderson was also on it.
Yes, I did rather take over.
I've not listened to this week's, but I assume Guy probably had a bit more room to
bit more
room
of an
to
input.
Get his observations in.
I said at the end, I did say to him at the end, I'm sorry if I've gone on a bit there, Guy. And he went, no, that's why I got you on. I knew you would. Like he couldn't be bothered that week.
He just wanted to just
Armstrong getting the ball into the penalty area.
Oh.
Skip beyond the feet of Molyneux. McDonald was able to gather quickly. Spins a clearance up, which is won well there by Bowden. And again, third touch for Bowden in that little move. Lemon Havens a little bit short. Gets the ball back inside, almost finding Lemon Havens there, though. And United wanted a back pass. Killip sporting a cap in this second half. Strong sunshine down that Babacom end.
Babacom.
20 yards in front of the stand in the shade.
Sun setting in the west.
Sun setting in the west.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, I mean, sun setting in the west. Does it set? That's famously what the sun does, isn't it?
It's east to west, isn't it, usually, Dave? Sun setting in the west, of course.
There we are. We're not having a go at Ray and Dave.
It's a bit of good nature joshing.
You know, it's a little bit of satire, that's all. Very niche satire.
Anyway, Gary, Gaz Head, thank you very much.
Hey, Gaz Head on the ice. Is Gaz a foff, John?
Ooh, good question.
He sent some very good letters there.
He is.
Shown a keen interest in the podcast and Talk United.
But I might be getting confused, but I think there was a thing where Gary Head might have asked for a foff number and we had to place
him. No, hope not, because he's written some really good stuff there, John.
Let me just check. Hold
on. Find out, John.
There's one email.
Has he got an asterisk next to his name? Asked for is not allowed in the ice cream van.
There's two emails. There's three. No, I think I must have been thinking of someone else. Gary has sent in three.
Jugunk. There he is, John. What number is he?
Oh, no.
Jugunk.
Oh, no. Hold on. Hold that thought. Hold that foff.
Rewind. Put a flake in it.
The end of his first email.
Stop me and buy one.
End of his first email. Lastly, how do I become a foff and what does that mean?
No. That's not him asking to be a foff, is it? That's him.
Is he just clarifying?
How do I become a foff is fine. It's not can I be a foff.
That seems fair enough. If we're happy with that,
look, we can have a foff committee meeting and ask him. We can ask the other foffs. I think he writes excellent letters, and he is welcome to be a foff. Jugunk, reinstated. He was in, he was out, and he's in again. Jugunk.
There we go.
Like Sean McDonald and his line. He's out, He's in, he's out, he's in again, he's sent off.
Gary, have a bit of CBD oil. Relax.
Bit of CBD oil from the pavilion end.
Right.
Lovely. On the ice to you. On the ice. Gaz Head.
Mark
and
Ridley.
Welcome to the FOF.
Newton and Ridley. So hold on. Let's just.
Lovely.
When I think about it, let's just update the old thing.
Oh, yeah. Gary, what number is he, John?
443.
443. Da, 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 da. Lovely, lovely,
Gary
lovely.
Head. There he is. He's in.
Very good.
Mark Ridley, Newton and Ridley, FOF 33. Oh, FOF 33, went a bit Ray there, not quite sure.
FOF 33, quite the, sure why. The Baba Command.
Maybe we should give Ray
John,
FOF
breaking news, before you carry on, breaking news.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time the podcast comes out, it'll be very old news.
Okay.
Solly Hullmores, Jimmy Shan and Richard Beale depart.
Oh, well, they lost 5-0, didn't they?
But that was because, no, they are going to work with Darren Moore, I think, at Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh.
I think that was what the big talk, that's probably why they lost 5-0.
Well, there you go.
I would have thought.
Interesting.
There we are. Anyway, there we are. So, Solihull Moors. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
What the
Tim
hell?
Flowers in by the end of the season.
We had a Solihull fan who sort of...
Oh, yes.
...contributed to the show. Maybe
what
they
the
can
hell
get
is
back
going on?
What the hell is going on?
I'm going to tweet that as you're talking, John, with the next letter from a listener.
Newton and Ridley, 433, says, Hi, John and Charlie. Enjoyed your discussion with the professor from Oxford regarding the Mars mission. That's Chris Lintott to you, Mark.
Seem to be getting a lot more... more correspondence about Chris Lintott.
Bit disappointed
than we are.
That Chris is slightly overshadowing
the dark
the
side of the moon.
The people who've put 132 half an hours of their life into this.
Now Chris Lintott turns up, professor though he may be. Anyway, carry on.
Do you think you could ask him to contact NASA and ask whether they could look for Chris Waddle's penalty from 1990?
Oh, lovely. What a lovely joke.
Very
there.
Nice.
Or Jake Andrews v. Bath
Jake
City.
Andrews.
It's always the niche way to go.
They all work. If life is discovered on Mars and they do have a football team, where would they fit into the football pyramid? Mars does feel more northern than southern based, although a bit like Gloucester City, they could flip between north and south depending on relegation from a higher division on the ice mark.
I reckon, listen, if we struggle to get players down to Torquay United to play, they're going to struggle on Mars, aren't they? They're going to struggle.
It is. It's a real footballing backwater, you'd have to say, yeah. Mars.
Absolutely no atmosphere.
Yeah, about as much atmosphere as a Tuesday night in Solihull Moors, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with the fans in, no fans in, of course, and there's no fans, of course. Stop. Everyone across sport broadcasting, we all know there's no fans.
No fans.
No fans in, of course. Let's just go back to the real deal.
You would think Gary Johnson knows what his plan is.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you? Big exciting news. I think, am I right in saying that you're working on a big...
Working on a big musical number, John.
Big musical number. Huge I don't want to say any more
number.
Than that, but I think it's going to be...
That's all we'll say. And it'll be by the end of the season. It will be
very
will
big,
be out.
Very big on the funky house scene.
Huge on Ibiza this summer. Having never been, I'm guessing what an Ibiza song sounds like. But yeah, it's going to be huge, John. Be in
the old
nightclubs,
the old White Isle there, Dave. Cafe Down in Mambo, of course.
Claire's. It's all gone a bit Pete Wrong. Tong. It's all gone a bit Pete Tong.
Balearic Isles here, Dave. And Cafe Del Mar, of course.
Sun rising in the west, of course.
Hartlepool will be level on points with United, but behind them on goal difference. They will.
I think, as the Torquay United correspondent for a local newspaper, you should know that
You'd
very
that,
basic
those,
level.
Those facts nailed down, wouldn't you?
By the second half of the game.
A couple more emails still to go. David Gladys Gladman, FOF 30.
Lovely FOFs.
Some really nice FOF correspondence this week. He says, Hello, John and Charlie. Just a little recording of my granddaughter Sophie singing. I can confirm. I've got her mum and dad's permission to send it to you. Hopefully,
lovely.
It brightens your day. This is from
full
David
CRB
Gladys
check
Gladys
gone
Gladys.
On this.
Fully checked out. It's all absolutely fine. Now have a listen to this.
This is FOF Juniors, is it?
It is. It's like
FOF Club Juniors.
FOFs in the community. Is that Frank Prince? That's a really niche reference.
Have we had anyone do that job since Frank Prince?
Anyway, let's hear this.
Gary Johnson's Gary Johnson's. Gary Johnson's.
Very good.
Lovely. And she got a deep voice. Oh, sorry. Lovely stuff. Getting a really good
Gladys,
scene. Getting
indoctrinating.
Indoctrinated early, John. Really, really good.
Just beautifully
really,
done.
Very, very,
really
very good.
Nice.
Well, what's her name, John? What was her name? Gladys, is it?
Sophie.
Ah, Sophie Knight. There we are. Very, very good. Sophie, you need to send in two more letters and you can be
Sophie
off.
Knight.
Two more letters, Sophie. You can. I mean, I think that counts as one. You haven't actually sent it yourself, have you?
No, I don't know where the FOF rules stand around that.
She's not sent it herself, John. No. So actually, I think she still needs to send in three, or become an NHS nurse and then send in two,
and then never hear from her again.
Yeah, I know. And then just disappear.
One final email comes from a new contributor, and this is an interesting one. Chris Q, K-E-W-Q. Obviously known as Gardens.
Obviously Gardens, or, you know, runs a snooker club. One of the two, John.
He says, "Dear National Obsession." Let's
join the queue. Here we go.
Back of the queue. Dear National Obsession. My highlight of the COVID crisis was that I discovered the National Obsession podcast. So some good did come out of it, Chris.
Yeah, says, exactly. Working, nice to you, Chris.
Working from home, I boshed through the first 60-odd podcasts back-to-back in a manner befitting the very finest Netflix binge. The days of lockdown one simply just flew by, except around the time of the first National Obsession Christmas special and Joan Cardigan's pantomime, when I felt like the days would simply never end.
Oh, dear. Really? Slagged off in his first letter.
First
I like
letter.
Him.
Look, it's an interesting approach. Let's see where it leaves you, Chris Q.
It's good playing you at your own game.
Well, it gets worse. He says, "I'm a Notts County fan. And before the recent Notts County talkie ball draw, I disappeared down a talkie Notts County Google wormhole. And in this Google wormhole, I stumbled across this sensational clip from BBC Cornwall in 2018, where Gary Johnson was invited on to Lawrence Reed's lunchtime show and is mistaken for the owner of a skip company. Do you remember that?
We know that. We know that, John. We covered that at the time.
I had forgotten about it.
We covered that at the time. Wow. Can't teach you. Do you not think we've done a whole hour on that at some point?
We must have done it. And Chris is Chris has obviously just not quite got to that point where we did it yet in the archive as he's working.
Who knows?
His way
Unless
through.
We didn't.
No, we must have done.
I don't think we did.
We must have done it. Anyway, he says, "Please listen to it. It's not to be missed. I thought it was Gary Hours who collected rubbish as well. Boom.
Lovely.
Keep up the good
boom,
work
boom.
On the ice, Martin Rice."
Hey, on the ice, Martin Rice.
He's picked up all the linger,
isn't he? Lovely to have a magpie in, isn't it? Lovely to have a little magpie.
Yeah.
One for sorrow. Maybe he's why the girls aren't doing very well. There we are. What's his name? Chris Q?
Chris Q.
Q.
We can have a lot of fun with Chris Q.
Back of the queue. Oh, Chris Q, you're welcome to the National Obsession. Thank you very much for listening so much. Do tell a friend. On the ice to you, two more letters and you can become a FOF. Which is, that's how you become a FOF,
Q?
Isn't it?
And Q.
Come on.
That's what we say when we do.
Sorry, I missed the cue. do you think when he's having sex, John, he goes, "You are the 24th person in the queue."
You are currently in a queue.
Poor Chris. He's joined it. He's come in with the big
with
talk.
Name,
and we've had a lot of fun. But there we are. That was lovely. On the ice to you, Chris. If you would like to send a letter to the National Obsession, how do people do that, John?
At nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Beautiful stuff. Thanks so much for all your letters this week. It's meant we haven't had to do a lot of preparation for the show.
Absolutely. Do you want to play out with a bit of Christmas music? One final
Why not,
Christmas
John?
Music
bit of Christmas.
Of your,
bit of on the ice.
Of your choosing. What would you like?
Bit of always Chris for you. There it is. Beautiful stuff. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
On the ice.
I'm off for some turkey.
Are you? A bit of turkey. Yeah. Mince pie, I'm going to. Gluten-free mince pie.
I've actually got one mince pie left over from Christmas. It's still
go
in
and
the
have
cupboard.
It now.
I might go and
go
have
on,
it.
John.
I'm going to go and have it now. On the
Marvellous.
Ice.
Marvellous. On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.